Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hello, guys.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hi.
Hey, guys. It's Tori Idiot Box Radio. How are you doing? I'm going to leave all the ways you can contact the show at the end of the fucking show. I'm going to try something a little bit different because a man of action fucking salting the fruit, painting pictures, and getting to the point of your little nippies. This show is recorded in Geelong, Victoria, Australia. If you know where that is, great. And if you don't, then you're just missing out. Tora-le-hee-hoo. Now, something that you guys don't know, I like to share because I'm a sharing kind of person. I share my life through audio fucking broadcasts. I do it with my whole bunch of friends. I've got my Ashley human, I've got my fucking chicken called Henry, and I've got Alonzo the fish. Don't forget me, you fucking cunt! Oh, and of course, Barry the Digger Thompson. But I do share these adventures vicariously, and I take great pride in making sure that you guys know a little bit more than what you actually need to. Now, one of the things you might not know is that I'm a little bit of a germaphobe kind of person. I don't know what it is. It's mainly to do with, like, food and drink. I don't like drinking after people, and I certainly don't like fucking eating after people. But the weird thing is, it's like there's a rule against that that counters everything, and that is if I'm banging someone, then I don't have a problem with sharing food with them. And I guess it makes sense, because you're fucking humping and pumping and fucking saliva's fucking dripping. There's fucking body fluid going all over the place. And then I'll say, nah, I don't want to drink after you. You might have herpes. That's just an example. You might have bubonic plague. It's just another example. But in any case, I digress and I'm trying to get to the point, which is really important to me. So I'm a little bit funny about germs, and it's funny where the germ thing, like nowadays with COVID, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic that still is overtaking the world because we haven't fixed it and that the immunizations don't really seem to be working. Well, guess what? One of the things I noticed, it seems that doesn't matter how hygienic we are, that for the most part, when it comes to sex, most of us will be absolute fucking pigs. We're humping, we're pumping, we're fucking sticking tongues in holes where poo and wee comes out. We're licking, we're sucking, we're fucking, we're mother trucking. Oh, by the way, did I mention this show isn't safe for work? Sorry if I got you the sack. In any case, all these things come to pass and we don't care once the fucking cock or the puss or whatever you like to use gets a little bit of a sniff, a little bit of interest in probing, penetrating, being penetrated. All the fucking disease rules go straight out the window. Here's the one I want you to think about, and the next time you throw your partner willy-nilly into bed. Okay, are you ready for this? All day, hopefully, unless they're unemployed, they've been at their work. Now, do you want to know what's happened when they've been at work? They've been pissing and shitting. That's right. That's right. Pissing and shitting. Pissing and shitting. That beautiful person who you've given your heart to, or at least a certain part of your libido, they've been pissing and shitting all day, and guess where they've been doing it? In a fucking public toilet. And then you get the urge to decide to fucking throw them down hard after a solid finger lift, bang on the bed, and you start chomping, nomping, licking, tucking, finger fucking, pussy sucking, depending on your proclivity of the clittery or the shittery. I will play fair for everyone. So we can go from the dick sucking to the pussy tucking to the titty bucking to the asshole stuffing. I'm looking after everyone, but the point I'm trying to fucking make you pack a fucking rabbits is your fucking hygiene rules go out the window. Your hygiene rules, you're chomping, you're nomping, you're grabbing those fucking firm or in some cases just nice and soft fucking buttocks. You're sinking your teeth in, you're licking with your tongue, you're running around the bum till you're almost come. I don't know how all the rhymes are happening, but they are. The point I want to make is while you're finger tapping, pussy snapping, dick whacking, you forget that your partner's been on a public toilet. They're fucking loving the shitting and pissing. You don't know what you're missing. You don't care that you're kissing someone else's germs. This is the crux and the fucking point that I want to make while painting pictures and getting to the point. Every time I sit down on the fucking dunny, even when it's like my fucking housemate Ash, we're not banging, we're not singing, we're not fucking dick lack slanging. I fucking hate going to the toilet after him. It's not his fault. It's not a revolt. It's just the way it is. My fucking OCD about the fucking killing spree of the toilet fucking humming bee. Nah, none of that made any sense anymore, but look, you know what I mean. So let me stop there for a second. I'll try to stop, because once I start something, I have trouble stopping. Trouble stopping rhyming. And I've straight away got something that rhymed with it. You fucking idiot. Shut the fuck up. That's my show. I am paranoid about the warm seat. That's all I've got to fucking... What it boils down to is the warm seat. It's like, it's as though when the seat... Like, and that means someone else has had a shit or a piss on there, but depending on the public toilet. Like, if you're a guy and you go into the dunny for a shit, let's face it, you're part of the problem, and you sit down on a warm seat, someone else has done a shit on there. And I fucking hate the cunts who don't lift up the seat and they try to piss through it, and their piss is all over the seat. It isn't neat, it's something to be beat. Sorry about that. Sorry. But you get the point I'm trying to make. Make no mistake. The warm seat is a thing that is utterly fucked. And when your beloved other sits down on their little public fucking shitty pissy and they cop the warm seat, bingo bango, straight away, you're playing with someone else's fecal matter in your mouth. Not even the fecal matter of your desired other person. And you might go, oh, that's not so bad. Like, I love them. I love them. Did you know that love can protect against 98% of germs? No, it fucking doesn't. The warm seat is something to be avoided. And I don't know why, because I'm sure it makes no difference. Once the fucking germies are on the seat can cool down. I'm sure there's some bacteria that will die in that process. But for the most part, you're just playing in a fucking warm seated, germ ridden nightmare that when you lovingly pick your partner up after having your fucking third Chardonnay and you're biting into that nice warm flesh without drawing blood, of course, we're not sick. We're not sick. We're just fucking chomping on someone else's feces. A stranger. We're playing with stranger feces. Maybe they should make a Netflix fucking series about that. See, previously on season 2 of Stranger Feces. The warm seat, guys. Any detection of heat around the seat should make you stay on your feet. I fucking hate the warm seat. It's an enemy, especially because I can't do the hover over the seat to shit. I don't care. I can't fucking pray and spray and hope that it's going to be okay. Honestly, you're going to have this so mixed up for Dr. Seuss by the time I'm done. I really am sorry. I hope you didn't come. I do not like warm seats and ham. I do not chew. Nah, got nothing for you. Sorry. But at the end of the day, you do get the point I'm trying to make, because I do get to the point, even though it's taken over 10 minutes unedited. Who knows how fast it'll be by the time I cut all the shit out that I don't like. Look out for the warm seat. I don't trust it. I fucking hate it. I'm a fucking germaphobe. And unless I'm fucking banging you, I don't want to eat or drink after you. I've shared a little bit too much about myself. So therefore, yay verily, I will bid you a goodbye. I hope that you enjoy the show. I really don't know why. But now I'll tell you how to get in touch with the show. All you have to do is Google search Idiot Box Radio. No, seriously, fucking, I can't fucking help. I didn't do that deliberately. Email the show at idiotboxradio@gmail.com. Find the website at idiotboxradio.com. Subscribe to this piece of shit on the Apple fucking podcast directory under the Idiot Box Radio podcast. I'm Tori. You're not. Catch you later. Idiot Box Radio out.